In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I've told you many times before that don't be afraid of sin, be afraid of not repenting of sin. I was once called to task by someone about that, but I stand by my statement. God forgives sin if we repent. He doesn't forgive us if we don't repent. Repentance is to be sorry and to try to change. Repentance is not about having the ability to change. God provides that. Repentance is being sorry and desiring to change. And as a pastor, that's what I'm most concerned about. That there is sorrow and desire in your hearts at the same time. Our Holy Mother Mary shows us this sorrow and this desire, and she is great among the saints. So we read this reading about the woman who was a sinner, which of course is a euphemism for a prostitute, and how she anointed our Lord's feet. It truly was an amazing spectacle, just as Abba Zosima finding Mary was an amazing spectacle that eventually was recorded and has edified countless millions by now. A woman who was a sinner, who people knew to be a sinner, perhaps some of the people in their room knew her to be a sinner because of personal experience. People in high places, people in authority, often engage in secret sins. Goes to the Lord to give him thanks in the only way she knew how, by weeping and anointing his feet with oil and wiping his feet with the hairs of her head. She did this because of her great joy that she was changing. Certainly, this is not a woman who is a sinner. She was a sinner. She had repented of her sin because of whatever the Lord had done, whether he spoke to her or she heard him speak, whether he touched her in some way. She recognized how dead her previous life was and how she could not have life or joy without Christ. And she was so filled with joy about this. She had to express herself in some way. The reason this reading is present for Mary is because it really mirrors Mary's life so much. Of course, Mary was a sinner by her own recounting. She was not just a sinner, a prostitute, but she was actually one who just tried to seek as many lovers as possible, with or without pay. She said she lived by begging, and that she lived in filth, and that she considered the worst excesses of impurity to be life. But then came that day in which she, having probably just moments before committed sin, went to see the cross, not because of any piety, but just because it was an event that was occurring and the whole crowd of people was going, and because everybody was going, including all of her clients, she had nothing to do. So she went to see the cross and was not able to. God kept her away from being able to see the cross. And then after trying, I believe it was three times, she went to the vestibule and saw the icon of the Holy Mother of God. And an amazing, incredible miracle occurred. While everybody was jostling around and praying and crying and coming into the church, a soul was being reborn because she recognized her sin. She recognized her impurity. She felt the depth of it for the first time. And she made a promise that if our Most Holy Lady would protect her, she would promise that she would never commit impurity again. And then she was able to go mix with the crowd again, and this time as if an unseen force, the same one that kept her from seeing the cross before, allowed her in easily. And she venerated the cross in ecstasy and left the church and went a day's journey to a church of St. John the Baptist on the Jordan, confessed and communed, and then went across the Jordan in the conventional way, by boat, and commenced her 47 years of living in the wilderness. 17 of those years, which were filled with struggle, as she said, with wild beasts, not lions, not snakes and tarantulas, but with demons, because for 17 years she was reminded of her previous life, the life that she said in which she had so much wine that she loved so much, and fish and meat, and she would sing satanic songs. And she remembered those things. And because we remember bad things especially well, it seems, she remembered the lyrics to those songs and the melodies to those songs. And they would play in her head. And she would throw herself on the ground for a day and a night, she said, until a blessed peace would descend upon her, which of course is the Holy Spirit consoling her. She did that for 17 years, alone in the desert. And then God granted her dispassion. She no longer had these lustful thoughts. She no longer had a yearning to go back to the flesh pots of Egypt. She was pure in her heart, and she was an angel in the flesh. And then several years later, obviously, 30 years later, St. Zosimus discovered her by God's providence, and we have her story because of that. St. Mary truly is the one who loved much and therefore was forgiven much. That's what impresses me about this story so much. That is St. Mary's story and this gospel story, which is very easy to transpose Mary into, is that the Lord said concerning the woman who anointed his feet, "Her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." As a pastor, I've known a lot of people. I've known a lot of people doing a lot of things. And I can tell you, the ones that aren't so sinful but have no real deep conscience about their sins, they scare me the most. I'm frightened for their souls. They don't do anything terribly bad. They're not alcoholics. They don't commit adultery. They don't have any sexual impurity in their life. They work hard, pay their taxes, and blah, blah, blah. But there isn't compunction in their heart. I'll take a sinner with compunction anytime. That's why I tell you, don't be afraid of sin. Be afraid of not repenting. But repentance is much more than just being sorry. Repentance is actually more than trying to change. We see in Mary, repentance is, and we see it in this woman, this unnamed woman, in the house of Simon the leper, the Pharisee. Repentance is having this feeling of deep gratitude in your heart that motivates you to do everything. We're motivated better by gratitude than by any other feeling. If you're afraid, you'll do things until the source of your fear is away. And then you won't do it anymore. If you want gain when you're satiated, or when there no longer is gain from your actions, you stop doing those things. What really motivates us best is gratitude. And St. Mary had deep gratitude in her heart to our Most Holy Lady and to our Lord for saving her from the pit. And look what happened to her. St. Zosimus recounts that at a certain point, when he saw her praying, she was a forearm's length above the ground. She was no longer subject to normal terrestrial things. The desert, which would kill you and I in a matter of 2 days, was her home for 47 years. There were 3 loaves of bread that she ate over several years, when you and I would have eaten them in 1 day and then starved. So she changed completely because of gratitude, because she remembered, and she tells us in the story, she remembered the promise she made to Our Lady and the deep gratitude she had that Our Lady had shown her her sin and strengthened her for the fight. She always remembered it, even when she was in the middle of a fit of remembering about the meat and the fish and the songs and the fornication. Even in the midst of all that, she remembered always that the Most Holy Theotokos was her helper. And this deep gratitude in her, that's what motivated her. Not fear of punishment. Fear of punishment only goes so far. It was the deep gratitude and that she no longer wanted to be that person that she was. We have that also in this woman at the house of Simon the leper. This knowledge that what she was death. And she was so happy that now she was alive, truly alive. Cultivate this feeling in your hearts, brothers and sisters. And God will help you. You can recount sins if you want. You can come to confession and say, well, you know, I might have had a little cheese on a salad or something of that nature, trivial stuff. You can say, well, I might not have said my evening prayers one night, or sometimes I forget to pray before a meal. That is like straining out the net and swallowing the camel. Instead, what you should feel compunction about is that you don't love as you should. And that your thoughts are not pure because you judge others. Because you're jealous of others. And other such things. And that you want to change. And then God will help you to change. God will help you to have this compunction. I suppose not like St. Mary did. People like her are very rare, and we're pretty weak, pretty worldly, pretty soft. So there's very few that would take on her podvig, her struggle. But all of us must cultivate compunction about our sins. I was just recently involved in an exchange with a person who's pretty much insane about sin, thinking that, well, there's kind of this terrible heresy that if you believe in Christ, you know, he does everything for you and you're good. It's not the way it is. That's not what my heart tells me. That's not what the fathers tell me. That's not what the gospel says. You think this woman who was a sinner was just thinking, oh, yeah, fine, I believe in Christ now, I'm good. She was filled with compunction because of how Christ had brought her from her previous life to her new life. And do you think that she was going to have no troubles in her life? You think she was not going to have any trouble with lust? She was not going to have any former lover recognize her and try to obtain her again? She wasn't going to have trouble with going hungry? Because after all, her source of income was gone now. And she had a terrible reputation and nobody would have been around her. You think things were going to be easy for her? Not at all. Just like St. Mary, she was going to have all kinds of difficulties. But I'm sure that she was saved. Because anybody that has this level of compunction, God will preserve. So cultivate compunction in your life. Your sins matter. The kind of person you are matters. God will help you to become a better person. But you must feel the need to be a better person. So let's emulate St. Mary and this woman, both of whom were sinners, who learned of God's mercy and were so grateful that they did things that are beyond natural, that they were supernatural things. They were heavenly things that they did. Let's emulate them. Let's learn from them. And let's look at ourselves and rebuke ourselves for how little we love God, how little we repent of our sins, how little we have gratitude for what God has done for us and will continue to do if we only apply ourselves. May God help us to do this. Amen.